You're listening to Digital Nimbus on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
currently tuned into Digital Nimbus on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I am your host, the Frequency Modulator, and I am here with...
This is Pietro Bot live and direct at KUCI, and we're here once again after a one-week break over the festivities. Last week, DJ Dennis took over for us for the past, well, it was 3 hours worth of electronic music once again, but brought to you by DJ Dennis. Thank you very much for doing that, and
definitely
also a happy belated birthday to DJ Dennis.
We have a very, very, very special guest with us tonight. We are honored to present to you, coming soon live and direct, the one, the only, 8 Frozen Modules. Very cool, also known as Ken Gibson and lots of other groovy musical realities, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Lots of stuff planned for this lovely morning over here in the good old Southern California, and we hope that you're having a lovely morning or night or whatever time it is, wherever you are all over the world.
We're live on the web at kuci.org, as well as digitalnimbus.com, our temporary website, which will go live officially in January. Also, as Frequency Modulator mentioned, we do have 8 Frozen Modules here live in the studio. We've also got a, looks like 3 or 4 releases to give away tonight. Our phone lines are open at 949-KUCI, that's 949-824-5824.
We also have the technology, folks, so use it to connect with us. You can email us your information and all of that good stuff. We will put you in our giveaway. Our email is info@digitalnimbus.com or instant message us at digitalnimbus1. Send us your requests, feedback, all that groovy stuff, name and information. We will put you in our giveaway. Lots of great gems to add to your collection. Hopefully you'll be one of the lucky winners indeed.
We've got The Abduction of Barry, 2 copies of That City on North Lauren Musork that we're giving away tonight. We've also got a 7-inch by 8 Frozen Modules on the Tiger Beat 6 label, I believe it is, just released. And I think we've got a couple of other things we're doing tonight, so we're going to accept your names, put you into the magical hat, and give those away after the live performance. Right after that, we'll have a little interview here with Ken Gibson, all the way from Los Angeles. There's also a profile over at igloomag.com if you want to check that out. Pretty in-depth. We kind of ran that, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and there's some question and answer going through the mind of 8 Frozen Modules, as well as several other aliases that we'll bring up during the interview. We're listening to Thought Process Disorder, the album preceding the new one. And this is off of Earthlong Musework. We're playing a track right now called... I'm going to move into... Tuba Tricks, subtitle this one here. We're going to get into the new album, as well as I believe he's going to be playing a lot of the new album as well tonight, so you're going to get a good taste of what to expect on the album. Musork, with a K on the end, .com is a website where you can pick up the album, as well as 8-frozen-modules.com is Ken Gibson's site. So let's stop talking here, get back to the music. This is Pietro Bot.
And your Frequency Modulator. And this is Digital Nimbus. Thank you.
Background right now. This is Portland, all the way from San Diego. He's going to be performing live, we forgot to mention this, tomorrow night at Ground Floor. Check out their website at groundfloorwith10.com. That's groundfloor.com. Portland's going to be performing live at 8 o'clock. Got many other artists lined up, as well as DJ Souffle, who's been here before. He's going to be coming on at midnight. Excellent show going on, taking place in the Spurgeon building in Santa Ana. More information, once again, can be found at groundfloor.com. Once again, there's only one O in floor. You're listening to Digital Nimbus. It's Pietrobine, the frequency modulator. And this is Portland in the background with a track entitled The Enemy of Flies.
$1,000 per month. This month you wrote me a check, it's $455. You owe me $1. You should pay it back to me in the coming October rent, okay? Your rent is $456 a month, not $455. You got that? So if this coming month or any month you give me $455, I will return the check to you because not enough amount of money to pay rent. Okay? Second is, according to California Building Code, all the window screens should be all the time attached to the window. I give you all the window screens, and this morning I came down to the building, I found out that you removed them all. So please put it back, because this is the law.
You are currently tuned in live and direct to 8 Frozen Modules on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. This is Digital Nimbus. Enjoy the music, kids.
between shows, taking soda tops off of soda pops. I used to be up all night in the living room, smoking a lot of weed with the four tops. Making collect calls back home to my pops. My little brother said, now stop! I knew something was wrong when I gave away my VHS and sold a pair of my socks. The IRS calling me, getting on my nerve, I was warned by Red Fox. My girl, I don't know, last night you and Shaka Khan was in here slipping blow. I was in the room sweating, thinking about the rent, playing bingo. The landlord said the first thing was, we gotta go. Packed up my bag and met down Strawberry in the mall. I told James Brown, stop smoking angel dust in the pistol. He wanted to go up to the Olive Garden and start a restaurant.
Mary J. Blige, my son don't accept them type of phone calls.
Can't come out tonight, my big lighter don't light. I heard you and Casey in the background. I'm screaming that the cops come and break up the fight.
All the traffic's in charge.
And 18 pounds of coke with Marvin Gaye. Put that on the table, let's parlay. With Smokey Robinson and Boosie Light and aluminum foil, watch that crack pipe boil. With Richard Pryor, we burn the house down, getting higher. Don't think I'm bluffing me, Tommy Lee Curtis, Keith Richards, Eddie Kingwood, and David Ruffin. Rick James was in the kitchen like the flame, and Mousy trapped with Cuba Gooding Senior. I don't want nobody to know my name. I kept glasses on, it was a damn shame. Losing weight, falling out in big arenas, the same guy used to deal to me. Whitney and Bobby, me, Ike, and Tina. Every Saturday, mansion is packed.
Hey, Jimmy, you got the smack, smack, smack.
Shut up.
Smack,
you don't know that. Tommy Lee Curtis, Keith Richards, Eddie Kingwood, and David Ruffin. Rick James was in the kitchen tonight.
Rick James, Rick James.
Two plates of full English over with plenty of scrambled eggs and plenty of fried tomato. Get my phone out. About to give this girl a shout. See if she had a nice time last night uptown. Ask if she fancies trying it again sometime. Then Cal grabs the phone like, oi, 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 oi.
Hold it down, boy. Yeah, it's getting girl. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means, you can vibe with this girl. But just don't love yourself. So don't love yourself.
Seriously, Mick, you fucker.
No, no, no. So, I mean, I'm no way.
Really, Tommy, no fucking, I can take it or leave it, believe.
And then Calvin's like, oi, you need to hold it down, Jack. Put your phone back. Quit staring into the up and eat your snack, that's that. She'll want you
much more for not having an answer.
if I'm wrong. Why should she be the one who decides whether it's off or on, or on or off or now the girl's rude, I know she's rude, but she's screwed right through you. You'll be on your knees soon.
Hold it down, boy, girls get on girl. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means you can vibe with this girl, but just don't fuck yourself. It's all that what you said. I'm like, honestly,
it's not like that. Yeah, too like a honestly, it's not like that.
You're acting like I'm prancing like a sap, jumping when she claps and that. Boy.
Do you really think I act whack? Because I'm telling you, I'm serving the aces and it's game, set and match. Perfectly in control of this goal. I've got the lead role, won't be folding, I'm older than you told. Girl sold, price feeds gold. Game over, too cold.
Hold it down, boy, girls getting burnt. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means you can ride with this girl. But just don't fuck yourself, that's all, don't fuck yourself. Hold it down, boy, girls getting burnt. I know you can't stop thinking of her. By all means you can ride with this girl. But just don't fuck yourself.
Can't stop thinking of her. That girl is she a damn slit on her piece. She must have crap. It's true.
You're listening to Digital Nimbus on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
Just you know, and y'all choose my nizza. Brand new dog taking over the island nizza. Brand new city. Kidney, my kidney. Look what the coat is winding. My fingernail, my fingernail. Pick up the ranks and out the way. Bad man, I go to jail and empty shit pay. Shalom! You want the new talks? Cool, she's my nizza. Brand new talk, I step up on the island nizza. Shout it in a tone. Hundreds of when you see your good friend, you greet them hot. Shout it in a tone. Hundreds of when you see your good friend, greet them and say, shizzle my nizzle, shizzle my nizzle. That tune you got for real, trust me my nizzle. The argument deeper than the river nizzle. We ain't marsh on me while you pass me the rizzle. And I'm a big head cat, I think head frizzle.
Why you're not gonna be on the team? We'll be right back.
tuned in live and direct to Digital Nimbus on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I am your host, the Frequency Modulator, and I'm here with...
This is Pietro Bot, live and direct at KUCI, and in the background right now, a little bit of 8 Frozen Modules here. This also happens to be live in the studio with us right now. Hello, Ken.
Indeed, here I am.
How's it going, Ken?
Going good.
Good. We just had 8 Frozen Modules perform live for us this evening. A debut performance here at KUCI.
Yep.
We're glad to have them here.
And a kick-ass set indeed, man. God, we are honored. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. You've completely blown me away.
That's one of the awesome.
Highlights.
Thanks.
One of the highlights in the past 2 years.
That's wow. Definitely.
It's fun.
Very cool. I'll have to have you back as soon as possible.
Hey, I'm not too far away.
Nice.
In the background right now, this is another full length here by 8 Frozen Modules called The Abduction of Barry. And it's released, it was just released, I believe, a few weeks ago.
Or yeah, a couple weeks ago. It just came out.
On Orthlorn Musorg. And the website for that is musorg.com. That's with a K on the end. MUSORK.com. And you can pick up this excellent album here. We also heard a lot of tracks this evening.
Yes, indeed. We heard a couple. We heard about 3 or 4 from that release. I think it was 3 or 4.
Website address 8-frozen-modules.com.
Yep.
It's where you can find all the information. There's also a mailing list there and all that kind of stuff.
Yep, all that good stuff. Everything you need is for your 8 Frozen Module needs is there.
There's also a great profile and review as well on Igloo Mag. IgloomAg.com, definitely something to check out as well.
Yes.
On that.
I wanted to discuss a little bit about the aliases. I know 8 Frozen Modules now, we've got, I don't know how many releases that you've put out already on Orthlorn, on Thalo, on what else here? Score Records.
City Slang. You're doing
City Slang.
All kinds of stuff. And we wanted to ask you, how do you develop all these aliases, and what kind of direction do you like to go in when you start with an alias?
Well, I guess basically I make so many different tracks that I just got to find some kind of home for them, or they'll just take too much space with my computer. So basically I just, I end up just making different names for different styles. Since I do like to do a bunch of different styles, because I'm kind of bored if I stick with just one. So, each one kind of will fit into its own little house, and home. And I'll just come up with a name that kind of fits the vibe of the music, I guess.
Gotta love the names that you've come up with as well. We have, let's see, Reverse Commuter, Premature Wig, Appendix Shuffle,
Dubloner,
of course, and 8 Frozen Modules, and...
Electronic Music Composer.
Exactly. Very cool. And I have to say, your music is consistently just absolutely quality.
Wow, thanks. That's awesome.
And it's great because you're so prolific with your music, and it's just like every track that you put out has just like so much substance, at least for me, man. It just takes you on that journey, that trip through the portal and all of that good stuff, man. Congratulations.
Nice. Hey, thanks.
When did you actually start producing tracks?
Well, I was in a band called Furry Things back in the day, and that was like the first project I released music with. And that we kind of slowly drifted into kind of more experimental electronic stuff throughout the end of that project. And then I was still kind of started 8 Frozen Modules in about 95, I guess. And the first release, I think, was 96.
It's been almost 10 years. Well, eight, 9 years already.
Yeah.
Now, said it was 8 Frozen Modules to start with?
Well, no, the first electronic.
Furry Things
was my old band, yeah.
Okay.
Everything kind of branched off from there. And then towards the end of the band's history, I started doing 8 Frozen Modules and released a record on the same label that was releasing the Furry Things, which is Trans Syndicate, which is the Butthole Surfers drummer King Coffee. And It was his label, and he released the first 8 Frozen Modules stuff. And then City Slang kind of released a version of the album, slightly different name, same picture on the cover, slightly different track arrangement.
Now, is this when you were based in Burlington, Ontario?
No, that was when I was in Austin, Texas.
Oh, okay. So you're originally from Burlington, Ontario, right?
Yeah.
In and around Toronto.
Yeah, I moved out when I was 4, but yeah.
Okay.
Still got relatives all around Canada.
And then you went to Austin.
Then I went to El Paso, Texas.
El Paso.
Of all places.
Wow.
I was there until I was 18, and I got the hell out.
And you've been in Los Angeles ever since.
Well, no. Then I went from there to L.A. for a year. Actually, here in Orange County for a year. And then moved to Austin, Texas for 4 years. Then moved to L.A. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. And just going through some of the catalog here, in our hands right now, we do have a couple of copies to give away. This is the new Abduction of Barry, and you know what we've been watching this week? Is Close Encounters.
Ironically enough, we've watched it a couple of times in the last couple of days.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Quality.
It's been actually hard to find, believe it or not. We managed to find it in one outlet in Orange County.
Yeah. We went to, four different places to get it.
Wow.
Mission, we had to have it. It was our calling.
The reason we're bringing up the movie, though, is I understand that The Abduction of Barry is based on the movie.
Yeah, it was kind of like my own little personal soundtrack to the movie, slightly. And yeah, pretty much my own personal soundtrack to the movie.
You're definitely influenced by the movie and developed the
great track movie
structure.
Yeah. I didn't actually watch the movie, and I mean, it's kind of my own, like, I didn't actually watch the movie and structure to the movie.
Okay.
But, I mean, it is, in my mind, my personal soundtrack to the movie. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Once again, 8-frozen-modules.com is the website where you get all the information on Ken Gibson. And there's also a discography in there.
Yes, it's not quite up to date anymore, but I'll be probably updating again soon. Yeah.
Want to bring up? We had a lot of feedback on your remix.
Here. Oh yeah.
I couldn't help but notice that one of the first tracks that you played was, of course, the God OD. 8 ways to OD on God mix. Excellent, man. I was going off to it. What a great way to start off over there. And I have to say, that's off of course, the Storm the Studio remixes, which was recently released on Tino Corp. And you can actually purchase that via TinoCorp.com on that. Of course, you also did the From the Fans Who Are Musicians project, the Meepy Manifesto remix.
It's going back.
Is Teenage America in the Mode of Thinking Fast?
Yeah, I gotta put that on the website again. Is that still on your website?
It is. It's you can actually download it from digitalchemist.com/mbm/remixes. And I can't help but ask, is there any ties or connection as far as you doing the God OD, 8 Ways to OD on God Mix?
I sent the MP3 to Jack, basically. And they got back to me and said he liked the track a lot and wanted me to do a remix for this record right here.
That's funny because I had sent the whole Fans Who Are Musicians project to him too, and I had the opportunity to speak with him about it. And your track was one of the ones that he mentioned top notch, man. He was really stoked on it.
Awesome. So, yeah, it's fun to do.
Yeah, I was really happy to hear that. That's cool, man. If anyone deserves to get his Meepy Manifesto remixes out, man, it's you.
And there's another one that I just finished up that's going to be for a 12-inch. It's going to be a Dubloner remix of Retrograde.
Oh, wow.
Which just finished up pretty much yesterday, so hopefully, I don't know when that's coming out, but it'll be out sometime, I guess, on a 12-inch or something.
Good news. And speaking of the future, man, you have a lot of releases lined up, for next year. Proliferation at its finest.
Can you tell us maybe a little bit about those?
Well, one of them I want to talk about personally because, oh man, I was just going off. This track was amazing over here. I had to stop and bother Ken while he's in the middle of a set. I'm like, what is this, man? I haven't heard it before. And that, of course, you had mentioned that was Echo Youth.
Yeah, that's that was kind of that's going to be on a 12-inch on a label called Amex, which is a label, I guess, done by DJ Scud, which is kind of a sub-label of Ambush.
And that's going to be released in February?
I don't know. He mentioned January, but I'm not really exactly sure on the release date. But it's going to be a 4-track EP, 12-inch.
Excellent. Something to definitely check out, man. I will definitely be one of the first to get that and purchase that. That's amazing, man.
I played some other stuff off an upcoming Zod release. It's going to be a split with myself and Terminal 11. And
Terminal 11 also has put out an album recently, I believe, on Thalo, right?
Two of them, yeah.
Right,
really
cool.
Good stuff.
So you're working with Zod. You said you said it was a split EP, or
it's gonna be a
that?
Split EP on Zod. Yep, yep.
Wow, speak of the devil over here. Yeah, bring it on. This is, once again, from the Fans Who Are Musicians remix project that was done a couple of years ago. Artists of all sorts of talents paying homage to the one and only Jack Dangers of a Meat Beat Manifesto. Very cool, man. This is a great mix as well.
I haven't heard this in a long time.
Yeah, we've actually played it on the show.
Oh, yeah?
At least a couple of times for sure.
I should play this in my sets.
Definitely. Bringing it full circle over here.
Also, is there any upcoming shows that you want to mention or plug? Any shouts you want to put out?
Playing, I think, the 13th of December for the big Phalo Megathon in Venice.
13th of this month?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Venice Beach. And you know what? I don't have the info on me, but it's the Infinite Complexity folks putting it on. And it's at this, as far as I know, it's at this a little loft in Venice Beach.
And now, if people want to get in touch with you, maybe find out more about that, can they email you?
Or they, if they want to find out about that, they can go to incomplex. Just email me. Incomplexity.com, I think, is what it is. But
okay.
You can email me at 8fm@sbcglobal.net.
Excellent.
Sounds good.
I have to ask this question. Is some of your best tracks produced on the toilet?
Half of them, probably.
Damn, that is one golden toilet over there.
Sure is.
Is there anything else? Anything else you want to bring up? Any shouts or actually, you know,
I'm also, I got another show too, but it's okay. I got a double owner show. I think on the 19th at the Knitting Factory. I think, yeah, the 19th at the Knitting Factory. I think I'm Not a Gun, which is one of John Tejada's projects, is playing, and man, I can't think about it. Someone else playing too. I can't remember. So that's as far as show wise I got coming up. We're also doing a tour soon with myself, Phalo Cyanine, and Edit. That's going to be a West Coast tour in probably the first week of March, last week of February.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we've had Edit here. We haven't had.
He's a man.
Yeah. He's got a new album coming out next year, I believe, or hopefully early next year. It's been in the making for about a year and a half now.
Oh, yeah. Or longer. It's a good record.
Yeah, we have him here. I believe it was March or April.
Yeah.
The other thing, you have a 7-inch just out as well. Can you bring that?
Yeah, this is a 7-inch. It's going to be a split 7-inch, myself and Mochi Pet, who is now out of San Francisco, and it's on Tiger Beat 6.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and it's kind of a bootleggy remix type thingy.
And I believe that one we're giving away. We've got two copies of The Abduction of Barry.
Mm-hmm.
We might as well get into the giveaway. We've got a few names here in the magical hats. Three lucky winners are going to win. Well, the first winner will win a copy of The Abduction of Barry CD on Orthlorn Musork. Just out recently in the past month. And let's pull out a name here. Ken's going
to
pull it out.
Would you like to do the honors?
Here we go. I just touched that mic in the lip.
Hello, Teenage America.
Jay from Burbank in the house.
Oh, yeah, you are
Mal
the...
and Jay.
Oh, yeah, the lucky winner. Definite gem to add to the collection. Very cool. Okay, I'm going to pick one up now. Let's see. Who do we have? We have... The lucky winner is... Mike from San Diego, you are winner number 2. Excellent.
And actually, what was that for? That was, let's do the 7-inch there if that was for Mike. And we got one more CD. Let's see here.
If you want
to pick
one
more name, sure.
All right.
The winner here is, this one is for 8 Frozen Modules, The Abduction of Barry. And it goes out to Alicia, tuned in from Newberry Park, California. Congratulations, Alicia. You just won a copy of The Abduction of Barry on Orthlorn Musork.
Excellent. Very lucky winners.
And if there's anything else, I don't know if there's any shouts or that you want
to. Shouts out to all the labels, I guess, I put out my music. I guess that's pretty much about it.
Next year, you've got a great year ahead of you, it looks like.
Yeah, I got some other projects coming up. I got the full length Premature Wig album coming up.
It's on Score, is it?
It's on Score.
Okay.
Got about 3 different double owner releases on a few different labels. Of course, Score, always. and Hallucination Limited. I think it's going to do 12-inch, and I got one coming out pretty soon on Heading Home Recordings out of L.A. There's some more in the works as we speak.
Let me ask you, as far as getting in touch with all these labels, are they contacting you now at this point? Are you still shopping tracks or albums or EPs to
It's 50-50 pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I mean, I'll meet a lot of people, so it's, if you meet, you know, say what's up and send them something, send someone some music and they're into it, you know, you might work it.
Well, I do have to say those labels are very lucky to have you. Definitely.
Thanks.
You're welcome. And also, we're looking forward to seeing you live, so can't wait. Once again, you have you mentioned three upcoming shows.
Yeah, there's another project of mine called Appendix Shuffle is going to be doing a small. Well, I'm going to be touring maybe like not touring, but like three shows, like San Francisco, LA, maybe San Diego with the O-Rack folks, with Bruno Prensado, which if you guys haven't heard of him yet, you should definitely check him out. Mad stuff.
And we've got a couple of ORAC releases that we're going to play here in the next few minutes. One of them by Solenoid on the Lotus Eater EP, 12-inch, as well as a track by Kiro, and that's off the Chow America Volume 2. So that's coming up next. I want to thank Ken Gibson for coming all the way out here from Los Angeles.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
And also the website I want to plug one more time. It's www.8-frozen-modules.com. Also musorg.com, scorerecords.net.
Yep.
Okay.
Scorerecords.net.
And thalo.com.
Thalo.com.
Hey, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I have a special request. We definitely want to have you back on the show at ASAP.
Okay.
Sometime maybe in the beginning of the new year on that.
Sure.
But I would be honored if you could bring the infamous Nike headband.
All right. It's a little dirty and sweaty, but I'll definitely make my best to bring that down.
Word.
I missed something there.
With your skateboard, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Take some pictures.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
Also, we're going to invite you probably for a February show. If you're interested, we'll discuss a little bit more with Ground Floor.
Oh, cool.
And thank you very much. We're going to get
right
back
on.
To some 8 Frozen modules here in the background. You're
cool.
Listening to The Abduction of Barry, just released on Orthlorn Musorg, and this is a track entitled Lifestyle, looks like Drugs. Lifestyle Drugs.
Yeah,
the
lifestyle
R is missing. And
yeah.
Tell me about the track list on here. Is there any particular reason why some of the lettering in the track titles are cut out?
That actually had nothing to do with me. That was Nat, the guy who does the artwork.
Okay.
Out of Berlin. He that was kind of his idea.
Cool.
Went with it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Right on.
This is Digital Nimbus on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. This is Pietro Bot.
And your frequency modulator. And in case you didn't hear that, that was frequency modulator. And of course, we are here with
Kenneth James Gibson in the house.
Oh, yeah. On Digital Nimbus 88.9 FM in Irvine.
large and I'm pussy. Take up on the dead with the door in me. Ride up on the dead like me too steady. Reflection to the one and we say to it in a tree. A new program, a new program. Right to the drum and it's a new program. A new program, it's a new program. In the dance give you satisfaction. A new program, a new program. With me on the piece of delivery ginger. A new program, it's a new program. Lyrics to play upon your dance and upon your party. Tell them you never know about the guy we won't call Mr. C. Yeah. Yeah.
Καλημέρα, κύριε Φούλε. Το ταξίδι.
Digital Nimbus on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I am your host, the Frequency Modulator, and I am here with...
This is Pietro Bot live and direct at KUCI. It's 2:34 this morning. We're here until 3 o'clock, broadcasting the best in experimental electronic frequencies for your ears, mind, and feet. And in the background right now, this is Luzine ICL, a track entitled Risa, and it's off the condensed full-length on Hymen. Before that, we had What Kind of Sound? Question mark. A track entitled Clea, and that's off the first release on Eunice One. That's the title of the EP. It's called The First Release on Eunice One, a brand new label out of the UK called Eunice One. Behind that, L'Ombre with a track entitled Living in Memory. Off the Simulations 1.0 full length on Ant Zen, brand new release there.
We also played Meepy Manifesto with United Nations, and that of course is off of Subliminal Sandwich. Behind that we had Enoma with Einder. That's off of Mili Tonverka on Vertical Form.
Brand new release there, just out on Vertical Form out of the UK. And then we had the lovely and much anticipated full length.
Oh yeah, bring it on.
Meepy Manifesto called Fromage Dub, and that's off the upcoming January 26th release of Are You Okay
it's
in
January
Dub.
January 27th. January 27th.
Behind that, Double Owner, also known as Ken Gibson, who just walked out of the studios here at KCI. If Constantine and Ken are still in their vehicles tuned into KUCI, well, thank you for coming in this evening, and hopefully you have a nice drive to Los Angeles this evening. This morning, I should say.
Definitely. 8 Frozen Modules, an absolutely kick-ass set. We were grooving it over here in the Digital Nimbus studio at KUCI. Absolutely lovely, as always. Hoping to have him back soon in the new year.
What we played there was Jack and Jilted. That's off the Selector EP. I'd say actually a split EP with Double Owner and Polycubist. And that's on the Score Record label. ScoreRecords.net, I believe, is the website. We can get more information on that. And then we had Caro with a track entitled Caro's Crystal Castle. That's off the Orac EP 12-inch called Ciao America Volume 2, and that the actual label head, Constantine, was in the studios this evening in accompaniment with Ken Gibson.
Yes, so we had the honor
thank
of
thank you guys for coming in.
Gracing our presence over here and gracing your ears all over the airwaves and through your computer via all of those lovely zeros and ones at www.kuci.org. We started off that set with Solenoid, and that was Conveyor. That's off of the Lotus Eater, also on Orac.
Excellent stuff there, and we're definitely going to be playing a lot more of Orac, and hopefully booking some artists, I think in February or March. We're going to keep in touch with them. They're also based in and around the Los Angeles area, so we're looking forward to that. Orac.vu. Or as the website, we'll get more information on Orac.
Also, 8 Frozen Modules, a.k.a. Ken Gibson, also known as Reverse Commuter, Premature Wig, Electronic Music Composer.
So many aliases.
Appendix Shuffle, Furry Things back in the good old days, and lots of other lovely aliases. Fine quality music across the board over there. He's going to be playing live in December, as he had mentioned. I believe it was on the 13th, but more information can be found at his website. That's www.8-frozen-modules.com. Definitely something to check out, and we're looking forward to it. I'd love to see him live. Lots of great stuff. I know I'll be dancing it up, as always, especially to that upcoming release that's coming out in February, Echo Youth. Wow, what a great track. And not to take away from the others, because I do have to say all of his releases are absolutely excellent. That Echo Youth, man, that just slammed into me. 8 Frozen Modules to be released in February.
Up next, we have an artist known as Envitre, or Enviter. Could be
In Vitre.
We're gonna play a track off the brand new album called Teak Shraman. I believe hopefully I'm pronouncing that right.
Track is entitled, but we love it anyways.
The track is entitled Perlin Park, and it's a brand new 14-track album on a label called Aphorism.
Special thanks to Dennis, as always, for also gracing us with his presence over here in the KUCI studio and engineering our sculptures of sound. We love you, Dennis. Happy birthday. Very cool.
This is In Vitre. You're listening to Digital Nimbus on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. This is Pietro Bot.
And your frequency modulator. And we will be back next week, same time, same place, 12 to 3 a.m. We're getting close to closing off our set over here. We still have another 20 minutes, though, of lovely digital debris and those obscure frequencies that we love to promote, as always, our passion for music over here. We hope that you're enjoying it as much as we are and all that good stuff. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Digital Nimbus on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.
You're tuned into Digital Nimbus on KCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. We are now closing off our show on the so beautiful morning here, 12 to 3 a.m. Up next, we have DJ Luna, who's going to be filling in for the Subversive Sound. Definitely stay tuned for that, 3 to 6 a.m. In the background, we have Jay Migliori off of his solo release entitled Smile. And this is the title track, Smile. So gotta enjoy. We're doing a little shift in our musicalities, as always, paying homage to the jazz greats at the end of the Digital Nimbus.
Behind this, we had Larvae with a track entitled Kelvin. That was the Genetic Mix. It's on the new Fashion Victim full-length on Ad Nauseam.
I must say, that was an excellent track, man. Talk about hitting you from the inside. I'd love to dance to that track in a club.
Funk Karma behind that, a new 12-inch remix EP coming out very soon. It was a remix by Slemper of a track called Soccer Mummy. It's on a EP entitled Dem Songs by We.
Soccer Mummy.
Then we had In Vitre with Perlin Park off the album Teak Shramin. I believe that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. It's a cross-pollination of German and English, I believe.
Gotta love it.
That's on the new label called Aphorism. You can check out their website at aphorism-records.net.
And of course, a very special thanks to 8 Frozen Modules, who graced us with his pleasant presence over here on Digital Nimbus and played an absolutely kick-ass set, I must say, man.
You should also mention the scorerecords.net download that's available as Premature Wig, I believe, or Double Owner. It's either Premature Wig or Double Owner.
One of his many aliases.
It's a 60-minute mix that you can download direct from the website, scorerecords.net. Also, before we forget, Ground Floor is tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock with special guests, as well as Portland, all the way from San Diego, is playing at 8 o'clock. DJ Soufflé and Sandwiches.
Who's also from San Diego.
He's going to be cooking up sandwiches tomorrow night at
yeah,
midnight.
Yeah, if you want some free sandwiches,
so
man.
DJ Soufflé at midnight.
Check
as well
it
as
out. Great music, as always. Should be a wonderful show.
As well as all the residents at Ground Floor. If you want more information on how to get there, either from San Diego or Los Angeles, it's based in Santa Ana, and groundfloor.com is the website. That's groundfloor with one O in the floor.com. And more information, you can call 949-824-3743. It takes place in the Spurgeon Building, second level, and it's a great event monthly, every first Saturday of the month, groundfloor.com.
Yeah, we actually checked it out last month, and it was absolutely lovely, man. A great vibe, great music, tight-knit, man. Gotta check it out. Santa Ana, the Spurgeon, Ground Floor.
You're listening to Digital Nimbus on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. This is Pietro Bar, your host.
And your frequency modulator. We, of course, are Digital Nimbus. We are now signing off over here.
Also, congratulations to the winners this evening. They won copies of the new Abduction of Barry full-length by 8 Frozen Modules. And we had 2 CDs there and also a 7-inch that we gave away. It was 8 Frozen Modules remix project, I believe, on a 7-inch on Tiger Beat 6. Congratulations to the winners there. And we'll be shipping those products, musical products, I should say, out to you next week.
Gotta say, man, the Abduction of Barry, absolutely great release. Very impressed by Ken Gibson's proliferation and the immense quality that goes into all of his tracks. It's very consistent.
And also, while you're at it, you might as well rent out Close Encounters to match up with that album.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And actually, in case you haven't seen it for a while, the Abduction of Barry is very tightly interwoven in that whole reality. And the release is Ken Gibson's soundtrack to the movie. His own personal rendition and creations based on his inspiration from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Gotta love it.
Thank you for listening, folks.
Anyhow, definitely. Thank you for listening. Have an absolutely beautiful day. We will see you next week. Same time, same place, 12 to 3 a.m. over here at KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Once again, DJ Luna is up next. She's filling in for the Subversive Sound, 3 to 6 a.m., so stay tuned. Bye.